as we continue these glorious days of the octave of Easter, the 8 days on which we celebrate Easter as if it were the first one. We see here the beautiful lessons from the sacred liturgy. In the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Peter preaches to the Hebrews in Jerusalem, and he berates them because they wanted a murderer to be released, Barabbas, and instead they turned the Son of God, the Christ, their Savior, to Pontius Pilate and had him kill him, had him crucify him, which Pontius Pilate did not want to do, as we heard just a few days ago. But he did it anyway because he was a coward, just like most sinners are cowards. And so St. Peter berates them, but then he says to them, it was mostly because you were ignorant. Ignorance of God, ignorance of the scriptures, ignorance of the prophecies. And as such, they became guilty of those, and guilty of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. But in his infinite mercy, which we also celebrate in these days, we also see that he forgives them and wishes for them to be forgiven. In order to do this, however, St. Peter tells them, they must repent. We cannot be forgiven unless we recognize our sins and unless we ask forgiveness and unless we repent and ask our Lord to deliver us from our sins and from their just and deserved punishments. In the Gospel, we have from St. John again, which is used particularly a lot in these days of the Passion and of the Resurrection, how the Lord appeared for the third time to the apostles after his resurrection. And of course, we have already heard some of those on the first Saturday, and on the first Sunday, rather. He appeared to the 11 in the cenacle and to all the others that were gathered there. Then he appeared to St. Joseph Cleophas and St. Luke the Evangelist on their way to Emmaus and allowed them to see him only at the breaking of the bread, that is, the Holy Eucharist. And then he comes this third time. In this third time, he always mixes it in some way with food, because he has created us that we have need for sustenance, for food, both physical and spiritual, especially spiritual. And here he encourages them to get food. Now St. Peter, who didn't know what to do with himself, decides to go back to fishing. And St. Gregory the Great speaks of the fact that he was allowed to do this because fishing was not evil. He said, however, St. Matthew Levi was a tax collector. He was not allowed to go back to being a tax collector because that was evil and sinful. And so he did not go back to tax collecting. But St. Peter did. And of course, the reason being that he would be, as our Lord had predicted when he called him, fisher and fishers of men, of souls, of their souls, of their salvation. But he goes out and catches nothing. Then our Lord comes to them, and they still don't recognize him. But St. John, the beloved disciple, does. And St. Peter rushes out of the boat and puts his cloak around him. And then our Lord, in the meantime, has begun to cook breakfast, fish and bread and other things. And then he asks them, have you caught nothing? And they said, nothing. He said, well, go to the right side. It's interesting, at the tomb, the women saw the angel on the right side. And now our Lord tells them to go to the right side. The right is always the correct side. Not necessarily your right or left hand, but the right, which which means the Orthodox Catholic faith, which is right. And so, here again, our Lord says, go to the right. And they caught a multitude of fish. And then he fed them. Not the Eucharist this time, but the fish that he had cooked for them. And then, of course, they don't say anything else here. Whatever else went on, and there are many things that did go on, St. John is tacit. He doesn't say a thing. But it signifies that our Lord, who appears to them this third time and will appear to them for the next 40 days until his ascension into heaven, has many things yet to teach them. And of course, among other things, he will teach them more fully, finally, about the Holy Spirit. In the meantime, of course, we are celebrating after Good Friday the novena in honor of our Lord and his divine mercy. And yesterday we celebrated the 19th anniversary of the death of St. John Paul II, who so much promoted this devotion to the divine mercy. And so today we continue to beseech the divine mercy to fall upon us, to imbue us with himself, with that mercy with which he will save us, that mercy of which we are in tremendous need always. None are exempted from the need for his divine mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.